Welcome back, RX Radio. The time is now 22, and in studio we have two members of the Cape Town-based SA Youth Olympics team. They are currently back in SA after the Youth Olympics games that took place in Buenos Aires. Yeah, sorry guys. But welcome to RX Radio. Now, how are you guys doing today?
Hi, thanks for having us. Yeah, I'm good. I'm Amara.
I'm good, thank you. And you? I'm Ethan Dupree.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, and I forgot, we have a co-host with us today. We kicked Hakim off for the show, you know, so we're leaving him. We have a new sports presenter, Umar, with us today, so it's going to be a fun time. So, yeah, Umar, come on. Yeah, okay, guys, could you please, like, tell us, where did your love for the sport come in?
When I was three, my parents used to take me to the beach a lot. I'd normally just run in the ocean, just swim.
Yeah.
My parents would be worried about me. I normally come out fine.
Yeah, normally. Like, what's the worst case scenario, eh?
Yeah, with me, I was kind of adventurous in my youth, and when I started playing netball, some coaches told me to just try out hockey. Tried it out. It was quite cool. Very, very exciting, lots of skill, lots of energy, and yeah, just been playing it since then.
And in your respective sports, who are some of the people that you look up to, like inspires you to keep going?
Michael Phelps.
Oh, yeah, he's cool. Eh? Yeah. He's really cool.
Well, I have Shirley Russell, and definitely some of my coaches in hockey are who inspire me. My coach Paulo has definitely been a very big driving force, so yeah.
And how did you find out about the SA Youth Olympics?
I was surprised, shocked, and excited all at the same time.
Oh, that's mixed emotions. Yeah.
It's exciting. I think it was a dream come true to make the team, and yeah, definitely nerves kicked in from the time I made the squad, and yeah, it just took a lot of training and a lot of hard work to get there. So it was cool.
And how did it make you feel when you got selected?
Yeah, I was over the moon. I was crying. I had 5 million different emotions. It was
like, can you imagine?
Yeah, it was unreal.
It's like a dream come true, right?
Ethan, how do you feel at representing the country?
I feel proud with my achievements, and representing the country is the big thing for me and my family.
Yeah, definitely. Because we're all counting on you. If I'm going to see you there and you're not doing something, I'm going to scowl. And you, Amara?
Yeah, definitely. The thing is, like, it's not only you representing you're representing everyone else, all the people that are playing your sport, and to be that person and to be that role model, not only for your family but for the rest of the youth, is something that I really love. It's really a dream come true. Yeah.
And in your respective sports, what are some of the challenges that you faced on a daily?
Fatigue, getting tired, mostly. The challenges, like the older kids, how bigger they are than I am.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Yeah.
But size shouldn't be the problem.
No, it's not really the problem.
Then what is the problem?
Just a fear. Yeah.
The problem is, like, knowing that I can push myself, but I don't.
Then I think you're the problem. You should get yourself in that momentum to push yourself and not give up, because you mean there's a lot of people that is watching you and competing for the same thing as you. So you have to be better than them. Not only compete with the people that you train with, but with the people that you're not aware of, because everyone wants to be in there. So it all depends on you and your hard work that will get you to where you want to be.
I agree completely. I think the challenges in hockey is, because it's a team sport, you have to get everyone on board.
Yeah.
And everyone is in different places of the country, so definitely funds to get everyone there is the big challenge in SA hockey. So funding, if anyone wants to sponsor, shout out to you guys. And yeah, so just that and getting everyone on board is definitely what we need to work on. Yeah.
Today our theme is mental health awareness. Do you think that your sports contribute to the well-being?
Well, definitely with hockey, you're using your left and right brain. So just using and trying to learn different skills allows you to do that. So your coordination and the happy endorphins you exert when you train or when you exercise is what will help you, just with not only with your mental health, emotional, physical, everything. So exercise is the way to go.
With swimming, it focuses more around your brain because you need to think more than actually use your muscles.
It's mind over matter.
Yeah, because you also need to hear the buzzer when it goes off because your reaction time also matters most.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So, for the patients in the hospital who's at that point of giving up, what words of encouragement do you have to give them just to keep them pushing and not giving up?
I would say don't give up. Live up to your dreams.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how small your dreams are, just live up to them. If you feel like giving up, don't think of everyone else who think of everyone else who hasn't given up and see look at them, how they're doing.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think my goal in life is to inspire others. So I think just inspire yourselves, keep working, keep pushing, keep fighting. It's not over until it's over. And the harder you fight, the more inspiration you'll give to the next person. And maybe just that little smile on a morning will help the next person to do that as well.
Definitely, so. I agree. And is there anything else you'd like to say? Like anything at all?
I don't know, guys. Just be happy.
Be happy.
Be happy and, sprinkle fairy dust as you go along in life and just try your best, yeah.
Don't look for the negative things. Look for the positive things in life and see how it goes.
Thank you so much for your time, guys. I wish you nothing but the best for the future, and we want to see you up there, guys. Because, I met you now, and when I see you on the TV, I'm going to celebrate.
You'll be like, I know you.
I know you. I know you. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you.